You're listening to the Lost in Japanglish podcast, episode number 119.
ロスジャパポッドキャスト、エピソード119番をお送りします。
Hello and welcome to the Lost in Japanglish podcast. I'm Chieko.
And I'm Yasuko.
And we are two gals exploring the funny gap we find ourselves in between Japan and the USA. The bicultural and bilingual experience has morphed into a mashup of the two worlds we affectionately call Japanglish.
こんにちは、ロスジャパこと、ロストインジャパングリッシュのポッドキャストへようこそ。ナビゲーターのやっこと、
ちーちゃんです。
ロスジャパは、日米文化の狭間に生きる私たちが、まぜこぜバイリンガル形式でお送りするポッドキャストです。ジャパングリッシュと呼ぶ独自の世界観で、日頃体験する文化や言葉の奇妙な違いについて語り合います。
Hey y'all, today we're talking about outdoor space.
はい、今日のテーマはですね、外庭まあ、外の空間の話をしたいと思います。
You know, this is a great topic because I do think that we use our outdoor space, in our yards very differently in Japan, and the US. Even patio or lanai space and things like that, I think we use quite differently.
Lanai って何?
A lanai is like a balcony.
Oh, ah, そうなんだね。
Yeah.
Okay, okay. Sorry about that. まあ、よくよく考えるとって感じなんだけど、アメリカと日本の場合、居住空間があって家に住んでるところがあって、その外側の部分ってどう使うかが随分違う気がするね。
So you just got a yard for the first time when you purchased your home.
そうです。
How are you utilizing your outdoor space, or how do you envision utilizing your outdoor space?
うちの場合は割と日本の家の割には広い方ではあるんで。
Oh, that's nice.
やっぱりなんかいろいろしたいなっていうのがあって、まずね、やっこの場合は芝を植えた。
Oh, really? Is like grass popular?
そう、それがね、日本の家の場合はそんなに芝って使ってこなかった気がするんだよね。 So、I would say it's not that popular, traditionally.
Okay. Yeah.
But I think a lot of recent houses do have lawns, and so it's not that rare. But I think that is one of the things that is more of a US thing than a Japanese thing.
Yeah, like the green lawn.
So, so, so.
is very kind of old school Americana. Although I think a lot of people are starting to step away from
lawns. Oh, really?
Lawns.
Ah, so なんだ.
I might be off point here, but I think it makes sense to have a lawn, like if you have kids that run around, things like that. But it's a lot of extra water.
Ah, so ね.
And care.
Yes. だってね、ヤコが芝を植えるって言った時にみんなに反対されたもん。Everybody said you should stay away from lawns and grass and whatnot because of the care that it takes and the water that you use and everything.
Yeah, I feel like in particular like my neighborhood, a lot of people have more native plants and more native landscape because it's easier for you as the homeowner, but it's also easier on the planet.
まあそうだよね。確かに自生してるものをそのまま使うっていうのが一番地球に優しいっていうのは確かにもうちーちゃんらしい意見だって思ったけど。So I want to ask you, like for you, I bet you've had a lot of outdoor space.今回引っ越した時だけじゃなくて、今までにもそういう経験があると思うんだけど、外庭があるっていうのが。そういう時ってちーちゃん的にはいつもどういうふうに使ってる?
So, I think that one key difference between Japan and the US is that the US tends to use their outdoor space as an extension of indoor space.
Oh, はい。
なので、So it's like indoor-outdoor living is how I refer to that and how people...talk about it. So we have a seating area with couches and lounge chairs, and then we also have a dining table that's outside. So we eat dinner outside, we hang out at the, you know, on the couches and have, you know, by the fireplace and things like that. So we definitely live outside a lot during the summer when the weather allows.
まあね、シアトルの夏は気持ちいいからね。そう、外でこうのんびり過ごす。やっぱそういう環境を作るんだね。
Yeah, but even when I lived in apartments, right? I think in the US, ベランダがあっても we tend to put chairs and tables and hang out there.
Really?
As opposed to in 日本、ベランダがあるとなんか洗濯
そうなんだよ。そうそうそう。 like, マンションだとそのカンドだと、うん、もうベランダは洗濯物でいっぱいになるよね、
yeah.
で毎日洗濯することが多いと思うんだ日本人の場合だから、uh-huh. ほとんど洗濯物で埋まってて、
yeah.
って感じだし、
like、you don't hang out there.
Yeah, like recently I think it is a trend to have a big ベランダ or patio. ちょっと広めのところをちゃんと用意して、はい、でそこで、はい、あのヘングアウトするのっていいよねみたいなのが売りになってる感動とか結構最近は流行ってきてるかなっていうのはあるけど多分もともと日本の場合は庭ってヘングアウトするっていうよりは見るっていう感じのものだったような気がするんだよね。
Yeah, I do agree. I think it's like much more aesthetic. Like Japanese gardens are very like zen. They're very beautiful. It's very meticulous. And you just enjoy...The beauty.
そう、その感じって もちろん今となってはやっぱり古い日本の家ってそうなってるけど今の家ってそこまではトラディショナルな感じではないかもしんないけどそういう雰囲気はまだまだ残ってる気がするんだよね。Mm-hmm. And for instance, even if they have modern houses, we have Japanese type deck called engawa. And so...If you have it engawa, we hang out there.
uh-huh. So just for listeners who don't really know what engawa is, it's basically the exterior portion of the house that is...、Uh-huh.Like a hallway. It's hard to describe this, yeah. but yeah, there's basically like a hallway that is on the perimeter of the home、mm-hmm. where you can sit and hang out and enjoy the outdoor space without being in the yard.
Oh, so, so, so. Perfect. That's so good. That's the perfect.Description of an engawa, I think.
It feels like you're in the yard、yes. though, but you don't have to put shoes on and be walking in the grass. Or...
Yeah, exactly. Because like if you have an engawa or if you have a Japanese garden,、you wouldn't have a lawn. And so it would basically be dirt or
gravel.
Yeah, gravel. Rocks, so,、yep. だからあんまりそこにね歩いたりするってことはせずその engawa に座ってYou would sit on the、mm-hmm. engawa, you would have tea, you would have、mm-hmm. snacks and stuff, and、mm-hmm. you would also have guests, and they would sit there with you.
Yes.
And talk、yes. and chat and stuff like that.
Yeah.、Mm-hmm. What's in my mind、mm-hmm. in terms of very traditional Japanese garden viewing、mm-hmm. is the screen doors are wide open、mm-hmm. and...You're sitting in the tatami room, drinking your tea, engawa ga atte, and then right outside is like this beautiful Japanese zen garden, right? And so you're enjoying the person's company、mm-hmm. while、sitting next to this beautiful garden. It's like kind of like this picturesque, old school Japanese、yes. way of enjoying the outdoors.
はいはいはい。もうね、まさにその景色よ。That is exactly it, I think. I think it's a little bit...Nostalgic、
Hi.
even for us because those kind of Japanese traditional houses and、mm-hmm. gardens are not that popular anymore、and so、uh-huh. there's still a lot of them but、the new houses are not like that and so 日本人にとってもなんか懐かしくいいんだよね、mm-hmm. みたいな感じのものになるよね、mm-hmm.
Well soWhile I was on vacation,、mm. John, my partner,、mm. Bought a hot tub.
Oh my gosh!
So now we have a hot tub in our yard.
Oh my.
But hot tubs are relatively common,、mm. right? You know, a lot of folks have them. A lot of folks don't have them too、mm. because they're a lot of work.、Mm. But again, it's sort of like being outside.
So then.
And I think maybe that's really the difference is...We create outdoor space so we can be in it,、mm-hmm. you know, so we barbecue outside, we eat outside, we sit in the hot tub outside,
so
we play outside, we have play sets, we have sandboxes, we have, right, furniture and really hang out outside. And I think part of it is that, you know, American culture is traditionally not sun shy, where historically, I think in Asian culture, people tended to avoid the sun.And to be out of direct sunlight?
まあでもそうかもしれないね。サングラスまずしないしね。まあそこが関係してるのか分かんないけど、でも確かに今ちょっとちーちゃんが説明してくれた通り、アメリカだと自分の庭に出て、例えばいろんな家具を、庭用の家具を置いたり、まあちょっとジョンはいきなりジャグジーを買っちゃったって言ってたけど、まあ外でそういうのを に入ったりとか、ヤッコの記憶ではプールのある家もあった気がするんだよね、アメリカって、
うん、
だから日本でそんなことまずしないし、裏庭とかがあったりするとそこでみんなと過ごすっていう時間がすごいあるような気がするけど、日本の場合は確かに日向に出てうわーっていう過ごし方よりは日陰を探して穏やかに、うん、しんみりと、うん、そういう感じのね印象があるよね。
Yeah. Well, and you know, I was thinking about the hot tub thing because, you know, in Japan, it's a ofuro culture.
Yes.
So I can see how like hot tubs would not be very popular.
そうなんだよ。だやっぱり日本人の場合は外でお風呂に入るってことはあるんだけど、だいたい露天風呂とか温泉とかだよね。
Yeah.
ジャグジーとかホットタブをわざわざ買って家に取り付けるとかそういうのはあまりしないから。
Yeah, I can't think of anybody in Japan that I know that has a hot tub or pool.
うんうん。一つヤコでも聞きたいのは、日本の最近の家だとたまに中庭って作るんだよね。
Yes, I love those.
ね、中庭ヤコも結構憧れちゃうんだけど、アメリカって表と後ろに庭があるっていうのはよく聞くけど、中の空間に庭があるってことある？
Not here in Seattle. I think it depends on where you live. Mm-hmm. But if you're further south, or if you're, you know, in California, Arizona, some of those more hot year-round locations, you might find what we call courtyards, where the house is a little bit more L-shaped or U-shaped, or even where there's a courtyard in the center. And sometimes you'll find homes that just have big glass doors that kind of open up into the center space. So it's like there's this sense of like you're inside and outside.
確かに LA とかの方が常にあったかいからそういうのが生きてくるし。
But you know, I feel like it's very similar to like the old school Japanese homes、mm-hmm. where you can open all the screen doors and you're inside, but it feels like you're outside.
Mm-hmm.
It's, it feels like you're in the yard, but you're not in the yard.
Yeah.
In the United States, we have homes that just kind of open up in that fashion where it's like the indoor-outdoor space is clear cut. And、so you do see stuff like that.
Yeah, I like architecture. And so when you,、mm-hmm. when you study architecture, I think that's one of the basic things where Japanese houses,tend to、ね、外と中の空間をつなげるっていう感じで、 and that is、mm-hmm. that's why Japanese gardens have 池とか石がいっぱいあって灯籠みたいのがあって滝みたいなのをイメージして作ったりとかなんか景色が家の中から見えるように作るみたいなね、日本っぽいのに対して欧米は外の空間と中の空間をとりあえずはっきり分けるっていう感じで作るっていうよね、mm-hmm. like I do love both types. I understand both types. So 両方を取り入れたいなって感じがするね。
Uh-huh. And I, you know, I feel like here in the States, we tend to,、mm-hmm. at least in the Seattle area, we tend to do a lot more backyard living,、
oh.
where the front yard, we don't.
Hi, hi, hi.
But there are parts of, depending on the time the homes are built、mm-hmm. and part, you know, what part of the country, and where people hang out on the front porch. They have a big front porch.
Yeah.
And they have chairs and rocking chairs and, you know, things, and they hang out on the front、mm-hmm. porch and kind of see the, you know, watch the neighborhood. You know, there's that era of living as well.
だよね。シアトル周辺の場合は、前の庭、前、日本語ではなんていうのかわかんないけど、家の前に、道路に面してる庭の方はそんなに閉じないよね。 It's more open, I guess. And whereas、mm. in Japan, we tend to like cover up the front yard、
yes.
where we have、yeah. really heavy fences. 中が見えないようにするってことがあるような気がするね。
Yes, because it's a privacy thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. ドラえもんとか見てるとよく出てくる気がするんだけど、 I think that's so Japanese.
Yeah, andYou know, I think here we focus a lot on curve appeal,、
oh.
which is about making the home look inviting and beautiful and everything、oh. from the front part of the house.
それ curve appeal って言うんだ。
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah, what's the appeal of the house from the curb side?
Oh, that's so interesting.
Yeah.
どういう風に見えるかっていうのを意識して作るんだね。
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I'm a big fan、yeah. of the Japanese style where it's very private from the front of the house.、
Mm-hmm.
And once you're inside the house, it's like beautiful、
mm-hmm.
where there's a lot of privacy. Like I prefer to have that personally.
そうかそうか。じゃあ、ちーちゃんもやっぱり日本的なところをアメリカにいても取り入れてる感じなんだね。
Yeah. Well, and it's a funny thing because I think this actually taps a little bit deeper into、 a cultural narrative, which is, do you want your home to look magnificent in the front more than it actually is? Or do you want your home to look humble in the front and have it actually be magnificent on the inside? Right? And so, you know, the American dream is all about showmanship and living the American dream and being wealthy and all this stuff. So there's a lot of effort, I think, that gets put into making the front of the house look prestigious, right? Look more significant.
I see.
I think that becomes more important.
なるほどね。あ、それはすごく面白い観点というか、確かに外側を豪華に見せて、ちょっと背伸びして豪華に見せるタイプと、見えてるところは結構質素なんだけど、中身が充実してるタイプと、どっちも良し悪しがあると思うんだよね。
It's interesting how it shows up in all these different ways.
そうなのよね。
Well, you know, we'd certainly love to hear from you guys, the listeners. Tell us, how do you utilize your outdoor space, whether it be a backyard, front yard, or lanai?
そうです。今日は外交とも言うし、外庭とも言うし、お庭について話してきましたけれども、皆さんはどういう庭ベランダを作りたい、あるいはこういうのにしてますみたいなのがあったら、ぜひシェアしていただきたいなと思います。
Well, thank you guys for tuning in. We look forward to talking with you next week.
はい、それでは今日もご視聴ありがとうございました。それではまた来週。バイバイ。
バイバイ。Thanks so much for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you did, please share it with your friends and don't forget to subscribe. If you're on iTunes, we greatly appreciate your raving review. For more Lost in Japan English, you can find us on Instagram and Facebook. And if you have a topic you'd like us to cover or a question, hit us up. We'd love to hear from you. Thanks again for listening, and we look forward to seeing you next week.
今日のエピソードは楽しんでいただけましたでしょうか。面白いと感じていただけたら、ぜひお友達にもシェアをしてみてください。 iTunes 利用者の方は星をつけていただいたり、レビューを書いていただけると嬉しいです。もちろん Facebook や Instagram でもいいねを押して応援をお願いいたします。取り上げてほしいテーマやご質問などありましたら、ぜひぜひお便りください。それではご視聴ありがとうございました。来週またお会いできることを楽しみにしています。